Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Do you ever get anxious about signing papers that you don't understand? Yeah, so this is the thing about real estate, is there's over 40 pages now. You have to be so steeped in understanding what you're signing that, or trust the person who's guiding you through the process, right? So if you feel like somebody's going to have your back, whether it's an attorney or it's a real estate agent or, you know, your parents, that will understand and guide you and help and protect you in understanding what you're saying yes or no to, or you sit and read things until you understand it, even if it means reading it two or three times to really get it. Reading technical information can be a challenge, and it can open up all kinds of doors to understand more and more and more and more. And I've been selling 28 years. I'm practicing real estate, which means I'm always practicing my craft. New rules come into play, new understandings about having mold or asbestos and what are the responsibilities for a variety of different kinds of disclosures. It can be very daunting to go through the process. In fact, I go to settlement consistently, and at the settlement table, the buyers sit there and typically have three times as much paperwork, sometimes four times as much paperwork as the seller does. The sellers, it's pretty simple. It's the settlement statement, which shows the price, the cost of the commissions and transfer or grantor's tax, congestion fees, whatever there may be standard in that local jurisdiction by the government. And then, you know, the payoff of a mortgage, termite inspection, and maybe some other documents that are necessary, but not that much. Most of the time, the seller sits and plays with the typical games that the attorney has purchased and left on the table, you know, Rubik's Cube or whatever, while they're waiting for the buyer to go through their docs. And the buyer's docs, oh my goodness. If you've refinanced, you know. If you've purchased a home, you know. And if you buy a house and you get two loans on the same property, a first trust and a second trust, it's twice as much. In fact, the way I like to settle is get the buyers to come in 40 minutes early to sign all of their loan documents and then have the seller show up and we go over the HUD one and we're all in and out of there in 15 to 20 minutes. It's better that way when it can happen. It can't always happen that way, but that's the way I like it to happen. Inevitably, there are going to be challenges. Sometimes in the sale of real estate, there are issues on inspections that come up and the seller has to fix something and you have to go through fixing it, getting it ready. Well, in this week's episode of Senior Moments, it's settlement time for the Vapids.
Mom, are you okay?
That sure was a lot of papers. I think I got a cramp signing my name.
I know. It can be an overwhelming process. I hope I was able to make it as bearable as possible.
You are great. I'm glad you are here. I can't imagine doing this on our own.
Hey, what's going on? I brought coffee for everyone. I thought this would go on for hours.
It was just a settlement. Eric had it taken care of. Didn't take long at all. A piece of cake. So, what did you get me?
Well, I got coffee to keep everyone awake. Now, I guess the coffee is a celebration then, so let's see. Mom, I got you a venti mocha light double shot red eye Peruvian split pomegranate.
He knows his mother-in-law. I'm glad I let you marry Jenny.
All it took was a cup of coffee. I wish I'd known that earlier. And Jenny, a cinnamon spice cider caramel latte whipped no peppermint foam sprinkle lawbreaker.
Perfect.
And Eric, a medium milk with a straw.
Thank you. But this should be my treat.
Nonsense. After all you did for us, the least we could do is spring for a few cups of coffee and a milk.
We need to really celebrate.
Jenny's right. I hope we can do better than a couple of 50-cent cups of coffee.
50 cents? You haven't actually been to the coffee shop in a while, I gather.
All right, 75 cents. Prices keep going up. At least water is still free.
More like three.
Coffee is perfect. Maybe we could grab an early dinner somewhere.
I don't want to be a party pooper. But it's my first week at Versailles Meadows, and tonight I am the guest of honor at a welcoming party. It's a bit of a formal affair, hors d'oeuvres in the gazebo, and then a dinner cruise on the lake. We've got a live orchestra playing in the ballroom when we get back. I was told the dance will go into the wee hours of the morning. Who knows? Maybe I'll meet someone and end up with a boyfriend. So, I've got to get back and freshen up.
I'll drive you back. I've got a few things to help you decorate your apartment that I picked up yesterday afternoon.
What about Tommy? Tommy, did you finish your large coffee already?
Yep, I was thirsty. Don't worry about me. I need to get back down to the office. I can grab a ride with Eric to the metro stop. I went ahead and finished up my coffee because I know they're pretty strict about food in the metro, but I didn't think they would give me the right coffee. This really tasted quite funny, although I like the flavor a bit. It almost had a hint of fruit, something tart but not overwhelming. Really quite fun tasting, but rather good. I wish I knew that was so I could order the next time, but it was obviously a mistake since I simply ordered the decaf blend, and it was far more complicated than that with a different fruity flavor, but I think I mentioned that already. I wonder what it is.
I would venture a guess that it is a venti mocha light double shot red eye Peruvian split pomegranate. I think you drank my coffee by mistake. Because the pathetic stuff in the cup you gave me tastes like a decaf blend.
Maybe you're right. How about that? I've never been one who could hold my coffee. I could get used to the taste, although my personal preference is for something a little less caffeine. Something that would not make me shake uncontrollably like I'm doing now. Something that wouldn't make my eyes see double or triple. Or, you know, I think I need to get to the office. The crowds are beginning to bother me a bit. Eric, thank you for all you've done. You made this entire process almost effortless. Next week we settle in Dad's. In the meantime, I've got to get him finished moving. So I could get a ride, Eric, right? I'd be the most grateful. Could you please? Goodbye, Jenny. See you at the home. And, Mom, I'm glad you let me bury your daughter. And, Eric...
Hold it! We should go.
Oh, sorry. Yes, we should go.
Why don't I go ahead and drive you down to the office? I think the metro wouldn't be the best choice today.
Right, got it. I'm a little jittery. Just a little jittery. Just shaking like a leaf I am. Hardly able to stand still. Yes-siree, Bob!
Eric, I hope you'll come by and see my place sometime once it's all decorated.
Thank you. I would love to.
And bring some apple butter. I'm all out.
I'll bring a case.
Have you ever felt like that, too, where you buy a cup of coffee, it's a triple red-eye venti with whatever, and you're just buzzing afterwards? Well, don't worry. If you don't want to, just drink a couple of cups of coffee a day. Build up your tolerance until you can have five or six, and then you'll be fine. But seriously, yeah, we all have fun with the senior moments. Enjoy doing that with my friend Drew Jones and the fine actors who play in this, Scott Riddlesberger, my daughter Shelby Stewart, Diane Jones and her daughters, and John Dodge, my friend John Dodge, and so many others who participated in the creation of this. Many thanks to Ken Hunter, the engineer behind the board, who, by the way, played fabulously last week at JW's with his band, Shades of Gray.
A post plug.
All right. Yeah.
Thanks.
You got it, pal. Yeah, you got it, man. Hey, so in the Eric Stewart Show, we talk about buying and selling, everything in between, and there's a process that we go through. There's really three phases that a real estate agent should take you through. One is the coaching process, and the next is the whole process of marketing your home and then negotiating the sale. Just after 8 o'clock this morning, I want you to join me. You have my personal invitation to join me live at 8 a.m. from your computer, and I'll be on mine, and I'll guide you through how to sell your home for top dollar. I'll take you through the things I discuss on the show. I'll show you images. I'll show you why the timing is so imperative at certain points in the year here in the Washington, D.C. area. Whether you're selling and want to sell right now and are looking to find a good agent, you're thinking, hey, maybe I should talk to Eric Stewart and his group, we would love you to do that. That's what we're here for. That's how I make a living, folks. And we've sold 150 houses last year, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. You have an opportunity to find out how I do it. That's it. Real simple, really straightforward. 1 hour, you'll be done by 9 a.m. You can move on. And if you can't make it, you're listening, you're thinking, I know, I've got church, whatever it might be, then join me on Wednesday, 11:30 to 12:30 this coming Wednesday, How to Sell Your Home for Top Dollar. You can log on at ericstewartgroup.com. Just below the opening video at the top of the page is a registration. Click on that, put in some basic information, your email address and so on. We'll send you a link and you'll be able to log in and join me. You can ask questions during the webinar and I can follow up with you personally if you want me to come by and have a visit at your home as well. Alrighty. Well, hey, I'm going to take a quick break. I've got my closing thoughts. I can't believe the show has gone so fast. It's so much fun to be here. I'll be right back.